From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. The only thing that can keep us from peace, I mean true peace, is sin. Isaiah 57 and verse 21 reminds us, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." The wicked are like the troubled sea, the Bible tells us, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. But true peace can be found, and found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder today, have you got the peace of God and peace with God? It's our prayer and desire that as you listen to God's word today, that if you haven't found true peace, you will come to Christ and trust in Him and have that abiding peace in your soul. Here, once again, is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our Bible study. We'll continue to examine what is written for us in Mark chapter 5 this morning. We have been looking at the early verses in that chapter where the Savior met the man of Gadara, the poor demoniac, the man possessed of the devils. And we have been learning that he presents to us, in his misery, in his shamefulness, in his sin, a picture of all mankind. For we are all by nature, in our natural state, children of the devil. That's why we need to be born again. That's why we need to be adopted into the family of God. Here's a good hymn. It's in keeping with our subject. I'm the child of the King. And it's sung for us by Mr. Ken Maxwell.
Still I may sing, oh glory to the child of a king. I'm the child of a king, a child of a king. With Jesus my Savior, I'm the child of a king. I'm the child of a king, a child of a king. With Jesus my Savior, I'm the child of a king.
Yes, the child of God is a child of the King. We have been looking at someone in our portion of Mark's Gospel who was anything but a child of the King. He was a child of the devil, this poor man of Gadara. We are told in the verse 6 of this man who was possessed of the devil, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshipped him. He reverenced Christ. And he cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now, I might just say this. You might very easily miss something very important here if you did not, as it were, stop and think for a moment. And what you would miss, if you didn't stop and think, is the fact, how did this man know who Jesus was? This was our Savior's first trip to Gadara. It may well have been his only visit to that region. But this certainly would have been his first visit to the region. How then did the man know him? You say, well, perhaps he crossed over the Sea of Galilee and had heard the Savior preach. I don't think so. From the description that we have of him, he was a man so demented that he did not leave that area in which he dwelt, the tombs, the mountains. No, I believe that we have here yet another reminder of the knowledge of the devil. The knowledge this man has of Christ was imparted to him by the devil that possessed him. Now, this is not the first time an incident of this nature had taken place in the Savior's life. His ministry has only begun, but it has happened before that someone possessed of a devil knew him. If you turn back, and we did study this, turn back to Mark chapter 1, and we read where the Savior was in Capernaum. Verse 21, he's in Capernaum. At the very beginning of his ministry. And in the verse 23, we read, And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? So, this man, when others were unaware, really, of the identity of the Lord Jesus Christ, this man, possessed as he was with the devil, knew who Jesus was. And again, here in chapter 5, you have the same knowledge possessed by one who was an evil man because he was under the dominance of the devil. The man cries out, verse 7, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Oh, the devil knows who Jesus is, all right. The devil knows who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and he knows what's more, that he is the Son of the Most High God. Now, he may well provoke men and tempt men to deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He may well encourage men to blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ. But not for one moment do we find in the Bible that he himself does not believe who Jesus was. The devil knows who Jesus is. James, in his general epistle, writes in the chapter 2, in the verse 19, Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. There's not too many men or women who tremble at the name of God. Not too many unconverted individuals tremble at the name of God. But the devils do. And here we have an example of it. The man who is possessed by the devil here comes and he worships Christ. That is, he falls down in reverence before him. And he says, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?" He knew who Jesus was. He falls down before him. Oh, isn't it a dreadful thing to think that our religion does not even rate as highly as the devil's? That our view of Christ, our reverence for Christ, doesn't match the devil's. What hope have we for eternity if that is true of our religion? Dear friend, if you have no regard for Christ and discover that the devil does, then how can you hope to get to heaven when you know the devil won't? Oh, there is a need for us to examine ourselves in the light of these eternal truths. This man possessed by the devil was given a knowledge of who Jesus was. He knew Christ. But you'll notice something else. He knew that judgment was coming. Verse 7 says, "He cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." What is he saying? He's pleading with Christ that he might not be judged and cast into eternal damnation there and then. We're told in the book of Jude, and the verse 6, "The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." There is judgment awaiting those spirits who rebelled against God. The fallen angels, they are aware of the fact that ahead of them lies judgment. And this evil spirit prompts the man to cry out, "Don't torment us. Don't cast us before the great judgment day into everlasting torment." Our program is almost at an end. Let me close by asking you, my dear listener, if you are not converted, do you have any thought, any consciousness of the judgment that awaits ungodly men? Oh, that you might heed the gospel and call on God for mercy. For let it be known that while there's no gospel message for fallen angels, there is mercy offered to fallen men. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.